Okay, here we go. So continuing in the Heiliger of Kivak, Shlita, our Rebbe. Mamash Rebbe, we've been learning a lot of him recently. So before we covered the Indian that's going on, the Avodas Hayom, Tfilas Marav, Sudas Yom Tov, and Tikkun al-Shavuos. All very gishmak, no? So now we're going to go through the Indian of the Mikvah on Shavuos, Shacharis on Shavuos, the eating dairy on Shavuos, and Shavuos itself. Here we go, Pesiat HaShemah, covered of Kivak, Slis of Kivak. Still alive. Here we go, right? Mikvah shel Shavuos. Okay. Lifnei alus haShachar. There's nothing. Lifnei alus haShachar, right, which is around like 4:15. So lifnei alus haShachar, holchem lipol l'shem geiras v'schachos. So, if, like, for example, in like Queens last year, in Kirgan Hills, there must have been 200 people at the mikvah.
Wow.
We went like at the earliest time because I knew it would be like a huge thing. But it's the biggest mikvah of the year.
Wow.
Is Leil Shavuos, right? Litpo. So what's the kavana? L'shem geirus v'schachos. You're becoming a ger. Your mom's telling you to be a ger. B'mikvah asher kedushasa mishar chamishim. Right? Because the mikvah is called the Sharnun. The Arizal says you're toiveling in the Sharnun itself. Right, everything we're working on is to get to Sharnun, 50th day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the Rizal brings down, the Rinachim quotes this in Nun Vav and look at the Maran, is that your mamash toiveling in the Sharnun, right? But mikvah zeh, and this mikvah, kalul kola kedusha sukhal taras, is rooted in this, is all kedusha and all tara. Vefsha lekabal bo es kola harfula shabolam. And it's possible on this to tovel in it to mikabel all refuos in the entire world. All refuos that a person needs in the world is rooted in this mikvah. The az mizgala hadas hagadola shel shar chamishim umushba oro shemashiach lahavin eich hashem's brachaya itana b'cholas daros meshach hashanav shavra. Right, and in this mikvah, it's not just stam you're just toveling underwater. You get it's a revelation of unbelievable, a very big das. A das to know that what? That Hashem is with me all the time. This is all based off of Torah Nun Vav and the Kudim Aram. Right? Bazem, through this, Nischadish lachok b'libenu kabbalah chazaka. Right? Through this, it's gonna be engraved upon you, take a new kabbalah, to accept something on yourself. Shehenu rotzin lios im Hashem yisbarach. B'chol matzev. Is that what? That the revelation you're traveling in the mikvah is to show that what? That I have a ratzon to be with Hashem all the time. U'b'chol mashi yavor alini, whatever occurs to me, b'shan haba, whatever's going to come to me this coming year, I'm being makabel that what? All the time I'm going to be davak to Hashem. Ki anu yodim, because we know, b'vadai, she'Hashem yisbarach nimtza sham. Right, do you know that Hashem's with you all the time? So this is the revelation of the mikvah. V'kach, nizgeh lekabel ruach hadasha shel or gula. And through this you're going to be able to mekabel an or gula upon yourself. Eich lehotzi lepoel ulegalos or Hashem b'chol astara v'astara. To how to reveal and how to tap into the revelation of Hashem in all Indianim in the world. Yeah? So I'll tell you actually the cool remez. So it says about this. It says about Bina, right? The midah of Bina. It's called Olam HaChamishim. It's called 50. Because, for example, it's a Nun Shari Bina. Okay? So that's a sphere of Bina. So now, the Arizal brings down, it's quoted in the Sefer here, Pinyan Ariel, is that the Shem Hashem, right? The different Shem Hashem. For example, you have Adnus, you have Havai, you have Kel, right? Yeah? And you have Ekya. Okay? So the Shem Ekya is a Shem of Bina. Okay? So like this. If you take the Shem Ekya like this, and spell it b'milah. So Aleph is Aleph Lamed Pe. Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Hey is Hey and Hey. Yud is Yud Vav Dalid. Hey is Hey Hey. Gematria 151. That's a shame of Bina.
Uh-huh.
Right? Which is, again, Bina's 50, and the 50th day of Shavuot is Olam HaBina. Okay? So, Ekia b'milah is 151. The Arizal brings down is Gematria exactly Mikvah. That you're toiveling in the Mikvah of Bina. Of Shar Chamishim. Of Nun Shar Bina, which is what? It's something that's above us. It's above your das. So I'll be proud to say, why would I tell the mikvah? I don't understand it. Sometimes you just do things, even if you don't understand it, you do it. Like Nike says, just do it. But that's a mitzvah to it. Is that sometimes we don't understand. But we do some things, why sometimes? Because it's above my das. And that's okay. People always say, it's not, I need to understand if I'm going to do it. That's not always the derech. Sometimes you got to do. So that's the mikvah of Leil Shavuos. It's also the mikvah is Lashon of Kivoy, of Kaveh, of longing for something. Yeah? So that's the mikvah of Leil Shavuos. Good? Weiter. Shacharis. Here we go. So now, again, part of the Seder is first you have the mikvah, and then what you have the mikvah, you could go down to Gezem Shacharis Musaf. Here we go. You ready? Achar kach, after we go to the mikvah, b'siyat ha'shmaya, b'am l'ispal, we come to Davin Shacharis. Tefila chadasha, kimo ger, shem ispal, pam rishon b'chayav. What's this tefila? This tefila is like, imagine a ger,
a girl's first time davening. How sweet is that? Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what your shachris is, Shavuos morning. It's like a first feel like a ger davens. Velo bichdi yesh melchama v'nisayon gadol lehiradim et tefila kedosh zu. Machma shekol haschalos kashos. Right? And again, it is hard. Right? Because kol haschalos kashos. It's hard sometimes. V'yesh leshtadel limtso tachbulos eich lesbal belo lehiradim. I think he's talking about here. Try to daven without lehiradim to what? To fall asleep. Right? Ba'amida. Stand up during davening. Because there's a milchama to show the water. How much are we longing for? Right? It's hard. Because you think, oh, I'm so tired. Mm-hmm. But this is definitely the time to step up and put everything you got. V'gam im kashlis rakis b'tfila. If it's hard to concentrate in tfila. Alko pan mishtadl hotzi tevos b'pemale. Say them out. Say them be'emes. Mila b'mila b'kol. Say them out loud. Ach lefachos yesh l'smoach. At least you should be v'simcha kimo ger shezocha al kapanim lomar tevos tefila, like a ger who's just able to say the words of tefila. I mean, tell you how important this tefila is. It's your first ever tefila, right? V'achar kach kor megillas rus. Then we read megillas rus. She haisa rosh legerim. Why do we read megillas rus? Because rus was a ger. To remind you that what? That so are you. You're also a ger now. You're starting brand new. That's the mitzias to it. Men alone dim hilchos geras, and from her we learn hilchos of geras. Umischaskin liros ech davka bischus haschala shala yotzmen of David Mashiach. Who comes from Rus? From Rus comes Yishai. From Yishai comes who? David. From David comes Mashiach. From Rus, a ger. What's reminding you also is that there's the Mashiach Klaliistic, and then there's also Pratiistic Mashiach. Like we say every week in Kabbalah Shabbos. Say what? We say, how does it go? Not Mikdash Mel, Hisnari Me'afarkumi. Right? Lifshi Bigdei Sfarteichami, Al Yad Benisha Besalachmi, Karva El Nafshi Gela. So the Baal Shem Tov says in that, Karva El Nafshi, bring to me personally a gula. I need a personal gula also. And that's the Indian of here, of Shavuos. The what? Me personally, I need to reveal the spark of Mashiach within me, the guladik part of me, which is what is becoming a ger, is having a haskala. And that's why we read Rus, to remind ourselves that also, just as Rus is a ger, she started new, so too. And when Shavuos comes, boom, you start new. It's chachas. Ukavana zo, with this kavana, ba'im likrasa yichar agadah nasa bekesar shamusuf. The whole tachlis of everything we're doing is just to get to Musaf, to say the words Keser. And that's when you make the Iker Yichud Kuchibrichu Shchintet. V'az anu misyachtim l'gamrei Hashem Yisbarach. That's when we become mamish Yichud with Hashem. U'mekabal ma'atzmeinu Kabbalah Chadashim. We mekabal upon ourselves new Kabbalahs. Me'ata rotzani rakz Hashem Yisbarach. To reveal that from what I want from right now is what? Just Hashem. Nothing else. U'l'olam lo ezov asan. I'm never going to leave Hashem. That's what the whole tachlis of Shachar Shavuos is. Shachar Shavuos, which is what in most worlds, it's like, no, quick, let's go, get it done, I'm dead tired. It's the avod pnimi shem pnimi the whole year, it's the kodesh kodashim. What, to be yichud mamish with Hashem. Gam, imet pol achar mikain, even if you fall from this, tamin aschil aschalos chadashot blos yayish. What, I'm always going to start new, to what, not be miyayish, that what, I took upon myself, just when a person gets married. Right, you take upon yourself, I'm going to treat my wife well. You get into a fight sometimes, you fall sometimes. You don't quit and say, "Oh, I messed up, and I'm done." No, you say, "Okay, I messed up, but I'm committed to this." Saying to someone that I'm committed to someone means that what you have alios and yuridos, right? Not every basketball player plays the best game at night. So what? Oh, he didn't have a good game last night. What, he's going to quit? No, he's going to come back stronger the next night, right? So too here, what you're being makabel upon yourself in shavuos is the what? Hashem, I'm never going to leave you. What, even if I do mess up, but what? I'm committed to this, right? I'm committed long term. Ukimosh Amru Ruslan Lenami Basher Tamusi Amus. Ayin the Kutalakoshli Shiluach again, hey. Basher Tamusi Amus. I guess if you die, I die. Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going with you. That's what you're saying to Hashem. Wherever you go, I'm going with you. I'm not leaving you, even driving us up. But I'm going with you. Ubeikr. Beis ha'akdamas. When we say akdamas, right before leaning, when we call up the coin, then we say akdamas. Yitzhak Shtadal Kitzas Lahavin Perishamil. So you should try to understand what you're saying in them. What it is, it's a shir of cheshek, of longing, of desire. And it's an unbelievable longing to what? To awaken the hava between us and Hashem.
V'chein beis kriyas haTorah, so too and read Torah, which is from Parsha Yisro. Nor be libenu, it awakens in our hearts. Emuna shekeis mamish hini on v'har Sinai. That I'm mamish standing at our Sinai. Hizem mischadish b'chol shana v'shana. This is starting new every year. This comes. The gamim ein margishin zos. Like we said before, even if you don't feel this, right? You don't feel it. Right? Even if you don't feel it, it's not about feeling it sometimes. Why? It's about that it's the metzias. Sometimes say, oh, if I'm not feeling it, it must not be. It's not true. You're there. The ikar is to get in your mind, to, like we said before, to get to 100% of moon, the what I'm being in Kabbalah Torah. And that's the metzias, that's the achana to come to it. And that's what the shachar is all about. It's not just a shachar to throw away and hang out with girls at the kotel. Again, a person could be doing good at the kotel. But what's the goal in it? Is the goal that I'm going to make a whole scene and hang out with people, or is the goal that I'm looking for yichud kachav brichu shinte? Because if that's not your kavana, then I don't think you should. Then I don't think a person should be gone. What's the kavana? What am I coming to? What's the goal? You could have a person who's at the kotel and their mind is in some place in South Beach in Miami. You could have a person who's in Miami and their mind's totally on the kotel. Who's more at the kotel? You tell me, who's more at the kotel?
South Beach.
Right. That's where it is. Person's mindset. To realize that you're coming to a shachas, which is tremendous. A musaf, which is tremendous. It's a time to make kalpa on yourself for the whole year. Like it's brought down in Sfarim, that just as Rosh Hashanah, right? Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah Legashmi is for the year. So Shavuos is Rosh Hashanah for all your ruchnis for the whole year, say for Siv Sechem Rings now. Your whole year. Mm-hmm. All your ruchnis. Wow. It's from Shavuos. Okay? Good? Mm-hmm. Right there. Ma'achle cholav. Why do we eat? You ever hear that before? That we eat dairy, right? Why do we eat dairy? On I'll tell you Remez. Actually, the pasuk says in we always put dairy, like milk and devash always go together. Mm-hmm. So the pasuk says, right, devash v'cholav tachas l'shamech. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what's gematria? Devash plus cholav. This is devash v'chalav tachzunech, right? It says that honey and milk are underneath my tongue. So it means that honey and milk go together. Mm-hmm. What's gematria devash plus chalav? Gematria ratzon, 346. And we say, like Rubenstein likes to say, Heiliger Rubenstein says, that Eretz is called what? Eretz zavas chalav u devash. What are the last letters of Zvas, Chalav, Udvash? Spelled backwards.
Shabbat.
Shabbos. It's in the name of Shabbos also. It's Shabbos, Kula Ratzon. The Havel V'Ratzon, right? In Chatanim. Yeah. I think actually, I'll tell you Remez, that I thought of on Pesach. We say in Davening, we say, Ata Bar Chartanim Mikolamim, Ata Bar Chartanim Mikolamim, Ahavta Osanu, V'Ratzisa Banu. So there's Ahavta Osanu, I love you, V'Ratzisa Banu. So let's see if I was correct. I thought about this on Pesach, right? V'ratzisa banu, right? V'ratzisa banu. What's gematria v'ratzisa banu? Gematria v'ratzisa banu.
764.
764, right?
Uh-huh.
So what's gematria yom haShabbos?
763.
With the kola. So V'ratzisa banu is gematria yom haShabbos. That's the day of Ratzon. The day Hashem has a Ratzon for us. That's why it says what in Gemara Shabbos that everyone agrees that what b'Shabbos nitna Torah l'Israel. The Torah was given on Shabbos. Why? Because they have Ratzon. They mekabel Torah b'Ratzon. So that's the Remez before we see what the Heiliger of Kivak says. Let's see what he says. Yeah, V'ratzisa banu. Hence, V'ratzisa is gematria haShabbos. So that's good anyway. Yeah. Or ratisa, yeah, la'achar musaf, nogim lechol machichav. So after musaf, there's a minhag to eat dairy. V'tzarech lizkor sheish b'zeh sodos gedolim. Don't just approach this as like, okay, this is cute. There's deep sodos that are going on here, right? Asher az mizgala hashkacha shal Hashem Yisbarach aleinu. Because there's, and we know that on Shavuos, it's an unbelievable revelation that Hashem is a complete hashkacha on us, right? Kakasav einav kiyonim rochatzos bechalav. Right? It's like the eyes of a dove bathing in chalav, right? The eyes of a dove, it says about a dove, is that the dove, the husband and wife of a dove, always have their eyes on each other. Always looking to each other, right? And what it says, rochatzos, it's like rochitza, rochatzos bechalav, dafka in chalav. Why?
Ukefisher Nasim Kosev Shabazaun Mikhaskim Asamun Shaysbach Oy Listakalashkiachalinu. So he says in that pasuk, what does that mean? It says that Hashem's always looking at us to mechazik his ahav with us. Dafka, when it comes to chalav, is associated with that. What represents Hashem having a dvekas with us. When you eat cheesecake, if a person eats cheesecake or whatever it is, you drink a coffee, eat it with a little bit of Yerushalayim. There's something here, right? Obviously, it's not the ikker, but there's a minhag Yisrael Torahu. Not as a monster. Eat it b'derech eretz. Eat it with kavana. But for real. For real. A person has to realize that the eating is a big thing. What's the first ever sin?
The apple.
What are the apple?
Yeah.
Eating the apple. Eating.
Eating.
People don't realize that. Eating has a tremendous kedusha in it. Right? Means to realize that what in Gesimcha. Like it says, Ba'u Nami Lachem. It says that Shavuos is time of what? Chatzil Hashem, Chatzil Lachem. Also, you have to eat a little bit. Eat Pesimcha. Don't just eat it as a day. Why am I eating? Eat Pesimcha. Tadar Rabba Hashem, that I can enjoy Shavuos also with a little bit of a nice coffee. Again, the person says, no, there's an ikker and a tafel. It's not an ikker. But you gotta do what you gotta do. And you're going to eat on the day. You're not fasting.
Sure.
So eat the Kedusha. Eat the Tara.
I don't understand the sod within it though.
Meaning what?
The sod that we eat cheesecake.
You don't eat. Why do you have to eat cheesecake? Eat
the sorry. Dairy.
Because it represents Rachman. It represents that Hashem is mistakel upon us. Hashem's watching us. Chalav also, it says like this. It says by how does a woman, how does a mother feed her new baby?
Okay.
Breastfeeds her, right?
Yeah.
So what is the baby drinking?
Milk.
Where did the mother get that milk from? The mother always has milk?
No.
Where did it come from? It said, Dam Nasa Chalav. The blood became Chalav. So let's just go to Pnimius Dov for a second. Red, who's represented by red? Esav. So red represents din, represents murder.
Mm-hmm.
What's white? What does white represent?
Holy.
Tahara, right? And Yom Kippur, all wear white.
Yes.
That's Indian. Is that Dam Nasa Chalav? Chalav represents Rachmim, represents Chesed. And that's one of the reasons we eat it on Shavuos, because Shavuos is a huge day that what? We married Hashem. First of all, what does a kala wear on Shavuos? What does a kala wear after a wedding? A white.
All of a sudden,
white.
It's white.
So that's Indian of Chalav. It's white. It represents Rachmim, Gedolim, Mamish. Right? Right there?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Awesome, no?
Yeah.
But it's a real thing. I mean, it's not just don't just like take it like, oh, it's cute. I mean, it's real. Again, obviously, we know that it's not the ikker of the day, but there's something there, right? Good, Viter.
Yeah.
Okay. Yom Shavuos. Now let's see. Okay, now that Siyat Shmaya, we had Grachanos. We had a strong Erev Shavuos. Shabbos Kodesh is here. What is chus? No, what is chus? Yeah. So you had that. Then you had a strong Maariv. And then you had a strong Suda. Then you had a strong Tikkun HaShavuos. Then you had a strong Mikvah, the Siyat HaShemayim. Then you had a Givaldik Shachris. Givaldik Akdamas. Givaldik Kriyas Torah. Right? Givaldik Tats before Musaf. Givaldik Musaf. Givaldik Kiddush after Musaf with the Machli Chalav. Now what do you do? What's the rest of the day? B'shos HaTzarayim in the afternoon, La'achar HaMenucha. Right? A person has to sleep a little bit because he stayed up all night. Don't think that it's done. Realize that you're still in Shavuos. To look at Hashem and to feel how Hashem's looking at us and getting onig from us. That we just stayed up all night for the Borei Olam. To show how badly we want to have a chasna with Hashem. Echad mizkeni anash, one of the ziknei Breslov, hayomer shuv es akdamas b'tzarayim. He would say the akdamas again. Right? Lacha shalo zach la amra kivana baboker mechmas aifas. The ora cheshek la shemizbarach. He said it again during the day. Why? Just to realize that what? It's not just stam and Indian that, like, okay, la shvuz do a nevoda. That it goes with you forever. Right? That's why I even saw someone said that it brought down that before Shachar, you say shir shir masa. Shir Shirim is a love song, Tinas and Hashem. To order that what? I'm making a wedding here. I'm part of something bigger. How do you do that? Ayef. Take the word ayef. Means tired, right?
Yeah.
Take ayef b'miloy. So ayin is ayin, yud nun is 130. Right? Yud is yud vav dalad is 20. Pei yud is 90. What do you get?
Mm-hmm.
What do you get? Add it up. Permanent. It became
permanent for generations. 240.
Malik. Malik tries to make you tired. So we have to fight that. You have to know you're. It's not just Stam that a Malik's attacking you. How do you fight that? By being on fire for the Borei Olam. Because it says about a Malik, Asher Karcha Baderech. Karcha sounds like what? Kar, which is what? Cold. How do you beat them?
The fire of Tyre.
Fire. Eish. Yeah? Good? Ukamokin, Roy Lomar Kitas Tilim. You say some Tilim. Right, why should you say Tilim? Because Tilim, it's the Yirtzai David HaMelech.
Nefesh.
Right? Huh?
The Sefer Nefesh,
Exactly. La'ora Shuv Mesikas Achibar Bein Chal Bein Hashem Yisbarach. Right again, to Ma'ora again, Advekas Hashem. Zehu Yom Adilul Shad David HaMelech Alav Hashem. This is the day of the Yirtzai of the Chasna of David HaMelech. Shariva la Hashem Yisbarach b'shirat Tzibrachos says that he's saying and he prays to Hashem with shirat Tzibrachos, song and praise. V'aleinu lechas b'darko, and our job is to go in the derech of David Melech. Limtzo es hatzmeinu b'chol tevim sevdon, to find ourselves within Tehillim. V'kach nizke l'nagin neginasenu l'fano Yisbarach kol yimechinu. And b'schus that, b'schus sevdon, what we're going to be able to tap into the or of David Melech and to go with that and to live with that forever. To live with the Kedusha of David Melech in our lives. And to go with David Malch Mashiach. So Or of Mashiach is David Melech. And that's what we're trying to grab onto over here. Sorry, I thought I had Remez here. Where's the Remez? I guess it didn't write it down here. But there's a big Remez. I thought I wrote down the Sefer. But I'll tell you something cool. I'll show you something very cool, okay? Mm-hmm. Just to understand a little bit of David HaMelech and just the Chizuk and Tehillim. Uh-huh. So we said before that there's Chalav and Dam. So you're familiar with the concept of Chesed and Gevura?
Yeah.
For example, very simple. Chesed represents Chesedim, everything's great. Gevura is a little bit harsher decrees. So the Iker is to what? To have a Yichud of them. To bring them together. Yeah?
Okay.
Good. So it goes like this. Anyway, so who's the Midah of Torah? The Midah of Torah is Tferes, is Yaakov Vini. So Yaakov Vini represents, you have Avram. Mm-hmm. So Avram's Kulo Chesed. Mm-hmm. But from Avram comes who? Yishmael also came from Avram, so that's Begam and Midav Chesed. Then you have Yitzchak. Yitzchak's also great, but who comes from Yitzchak, unfortunately? Esav. So Esav is a Begam and the Midav of Gvura. And then Yaakov is perfect. So Yaakov makes perfect what? Chesed and Gvura. Okay, now it goes like this. This is cool. Follow for a second, okay? The shame of Chesed, the shame of Hashem of Chesed is the shame Kel. Aleph Lamed. Right? Because the Pasuk says, Chesed Kel Kolayom. Okay? So it goes like this. If you take the word kel be miloy, so aleph lamed pei, lamed mem dalid, gematria 185. So that's kel be miloy. Okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah?
That's kel. Then you have, so that's a shame of chesed, it's kel, okay? So you have the shame of din, is Elohim. Okay? Yeah? See? Uh-huh. Elohim represents din. Oh, lamed hey, you. Okay, so now let's spell out the Shem Elokim. So Aleph Lamed Pei 111, yeah? Lamed Mem Dalid 74. Hey is Hey Yud 15. Yud is Yud Vav Dalid 20. Mem is 80. What do you get?
300.
Good, 300. So now you have Chesed is represented by 185. Okay? Yeah?
Yeah.
Elokim represented by what? 300. By Gvura. Is Elohim is 300. So what's Kel B'Miloy plus Elohim B'Miloy?
485.
Biduyak Gematria.
Tehillim.
Tehillim. Now what Tehillim represents all the times that it's Chesed in my life, all the times that it's Gvur in my life. And you know what Tehillim represents? It's all one to Hashem. It's all Min Hashem. Min Hashemayim. And that's what we could tap into. I heard that remnants from Itchemeyer and Morgenstern. Right? And that's what we can tap into on Shavuos. Tap into what? Everything's just on the Borei Olam. All is just Kulo Meis Hashem. Mm-hmm. And that's why we spoke of the whole Metzius of Shavuos is Deva Mikvah. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So now, let's take this. Chesed is Gematria 72. Gevura, Gematria, 216. So what's 72 plus 216? 288. Okay, so 288. So we take the word mikvah, bimiloy. Mem, 80. Kuf, 186. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Vav, 12.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, hey, 10.
Yeah.
What do you get?
288. Mikvah v'miloi gematria exactly chesed and gevura. Because the mikvah also represents the what?
Yeah.
I've had good times in life, I've had some down times. Mikvah is the what? Shem? Kave. I'm longing that it's all from you. It's all to you.
Uh-huh.
And this is the opportunity we have on Lel Shavuos. Chag HaShavuos, Siyat HaShemayim, Zilch, the Heilige Oros, Chag HaShavuos, and Tovel, in the mikvah, the Borei Olam.